Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for role-playing. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado Kiss, and reminding you all to subscribe and roll a natural 20, and you win my nerd heart.
So true. We are big fans of role play of all kinds here at WikiListen.
Let's go, shall we?
Role playing. Role playing, or role playing, is the changing of one's behavior to assume a role, either unconsciously to fill a social role, or consciously to act out an adopted role. While the Oxford English Dictionary offers a definition of role-playing as the changing of one's behavior to fulfill a social role, in the field of psychology, the term is used more loosely in four senses. To refer to the playing of roles generally such as in a theater or educational setting.
To refer to taking a role of a character or person and acting it out with a partner, taking someone else's role, often involving different genres of practice.
We did this a lot in social work school, where somebody would role play as the therapist / social worker and the other would role play as the client, and everybody hated it, but I loved it, even though it's kind of awkward.
Okay.
To refer to a wide range of games, including role-playing video game, RPG, play-by-mail games, and more. I used to play a lot of MMORPGs.
To refer specifically to role-playing games.
Amusement. Many children participate in a form of role-playing known as make-believe, wherein they adopt certain roles such as doctor and act out those roles in character. Sometimes make-believe adopts an oppositional nature, resulting in games such as cops and robbers.
Entertainment. Historical reenactment has been practiced by adults for millennia. The ancient Romans, Han, Chinese, and medieval Europeans all enjoyed occasionally organizing events in which everyone pretended to be from an earlier age, and entertainment appears to have been the primary purpose of these activities. Within the 20th century, historical reenactment has often been pursued as a hobby.
Improvisational theater dates back to the Commedia dell'arte tradition of the 16th century. Modern improvisational theater began in the classroom with the theater games of Viola Spolin and Keith Johnstone in the 1950s. Viola Spolin, who was one of the founders, the famous comedy troupe Second City, insisted that her exercises were games and that they involved role-playing as early as 1946. She accurately judged role-playing in the theater as rehearsal and actor training, or the playing of the role or actor versus theater roles, but many now use her games for fun in their own right.
Way to go, Viola Spolin. She's like an improv hero. Role-playing games. Main article, role-playing games. A role-playing game is a game in which the participants assume the roles of characters and collaboratively create stories. Participants determine the actions of their characters based on their characterization, and the actions succeed or fail according to a formal system of rules and guidelines. Within the rules, they may improvise freely. Their choices shape the direction and outcome of the games.
Role-playing can also be done online in the form of group story creation, involving anywhere from 2 to 700 people utilizing public forums, private message boards, mailing lists, chat rooms, and instant messaging chat services to build worlds and characters that may last a few hours or several years. Often on forum-based roleplays, rules and standards are set up, such as a minimum word count, character applications, and plotting boards to increase complexity and depth of story.
There are different genres of which one can choose while role-playing, including but not limited to fantasy, modern, medieval, steampunk, and historical. Books, movies, or games can be, and often are, used as a basis for role-plays, which in such cases may be deemed collaborative fan fiction, with players either assuming the roles of established canon characters or using those the players themselves create, original characters to replace or exist alongside characters from the book, movie, or game, playing through well-trodden plot as alternative characters or expanding upon the setting and story outside of the established canon.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you roleplay as a person who pretends to care about this message.
Thank you for listening to that message, everyone. There's some weird stuff coming up that I'm dying to get to, so let's get going.
I can't wait. Psychology. In psychology, an individual's personality can be conceptualized as a set of expectations about oneself and others, and that these add up to role-playing or role-taking. Here, the role is fiction because it is not real, but it has a degree of consistency. Role-playing is also an important part of a child's psychological development. For example, the instance when a child starts to define I and separate him or herself from an adult is the initial condition for and the result of roleplay. There were also experiments that found roleplaying resulted in behavioral change, such as the case of smokers who reported negative attitude towards smoking after being asked to pretend to be a person diagnosed with lung cancer. Interesting.
Training. Role-playing may also refer to role training, where people rehearse situations alone or with others in preparation for a future performance and to improve their abilities within a role. Some examples are occupational training, role-play, educational role-play exercises, medical role-play, and certain military war games.
Simulation. We live in one. One of the first uses of computers was to simulate real-world conditions for participants role-playing the flying of aircraft. Flight simulators used computers to solve the equations of flight and train future pilots. The Army began full-time role-playing simulations with soldiers using computers both within full-scale training exercises and for training in numerous specific tests under wartime conditions. Examples include weapon firing, vehicle simulators, and control station mock-ups.
Teddy Bear Hospital.
Aww.
The Teddy Bear Hospital is a role-play strategy where pediatric and nursing medical students as a teddy doctor to children who act as the carer of a teddy or another soft toy requiring consultation. It is used both to reduce anxiety and improve patient outcomes of children and pedagogically for medical students to better understand children. There are programs for Teddy Bear Hospital in dozens of universities and medical facilities worldwide. That was one of the weird things I wanted to read because I was like, what is a teddy bear hospital?
There are actual literal teddy bear hospitals where you can like send in your stuffed toy and they can fix it.
Oh, you mean like a place that repairs stuffed animals?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
May I believe it?
Research method. Role-playing may also refer to the technique commonly used by researchers studying interpersonal behavior by assigning research participants to particular roles and instructing the participants to act as if a specific set of conditions were true. This technique of assigning and taking roles in psychological research has a long history. It has been used in the early classic social psychological experiments by Kurt Lewin, 1939 and 1997, Stanley Milgram, 1963, and Philip Zimbardo, 1971. But that's been proven to be like a very not good study. Herbert Kelman suggested that role-playing might be, quote, the most promising source of research methods, alternative to methods using deception, Kelman 1965. That's where it ends.
All right.
See also sexual role-play.
What?
Oh, the image for that is crazy.
What? I'm going to hover over it. Oh, hilarious.
It's not even like NSFW. It's just crazy. Like, the costume is wild. He looks like Mr. Monopoly.
That's not what Mr. Monopoly dresses like. She looks like the Statue of Liberty.
Does she? I mean, yeah, okay.
She's just more like the Statue of Liberty than he is like Mr. Monopoly.
I see why you say it. This has been the Wikipedia page for role-playing. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your ability to roleplay.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.